Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study in Ephesians chapter 4, we finished verses 20 through 24. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope that you'll have your Bible ready today. We're going to be in Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to be looking at verses 25 through 32 over the next several days. And we're calling this section the Exhortation to Purity and Holiness of Life. Well, we're going to cover quite a bit in these few verses here, and so I trust that you'll have pencil and paper, you'll write things down, and you'll call others and ask them to listen as well. Call your pastor. Ask your pastor to listen into our broadcast. We feel that we are a help to the local church, and that's what we want to be. And we want to encourage you to be faithful. As a matter of fact, if this broadcast comes on in your area in a time in which your church is having a meeting, it might be a revival meeting, it may be some other type of a meeting going on, and it's in your church, you need to be at your church. You can always go to the website and pull up this radio broadcast and get the day that you miss. So let me encourage you to be faithful to your local church. Say, Brother Andy, my church is not really a Bible-believing or Bible-preaching church. Get out. Okay? Go where you know you ought to go. Be where you ought to be. Also, we do not take tithes of people. Now, I have asked different ones, and we have businessmen that have contributed so that we pay for this broadcast as it goes into various areas of the United States and around the world. And so on this broadcast, we do not ask for money. Anytime someone sends us money, it goes straight into the radio ministry. None of us involved in this ministry takes a salary for this job. We all do this of our own time and effort. We believe that this is a ministry that God has given us to do. We believe that your tithe belongs to the local church. If someone sends me money and says, "This is my tithe," I pretty well send it right back to them. Okay, we don't take what belongs to God's house. Secondly, let me say this. Now, there are some radio stations that operate not by advertisements, but only on the gifts of their listeners. And those are radio stations that you should support that have this program as well as other Bible-believing, Bible-preaching programs on it. And then finally, if God does lay the lamp and light on your heart and you send a gift, make sure it's an offering that is above your tithe that goes to your church and then it goes there. I had one lady that has written me and said, "Brother Andy, this is an offering for the Lamp and Light radio ministry." And I appreciated that so much because she let me know that it was not a tithe. And, you know, that is a blessing. We want our folks that listen to us to be faithful to the local church. Now, I hope you have your Bibles ready and you will follow along. We're in Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to begin reading verses 25 through 27. There we read, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." Now, those are pretty clear instructions as we begin looking at this section. we must put away certain things once and for all. Now, these verses will name things we need to put away once and for all, and we'll tie it to spiritual truth or the reason for putting it away. What I'm trying to say is this, my friend. Doctrine and duty are twin blessings of the Bible. Now, these verses I've just read to you in Ephesians 4, 25 through 27 gives general things to put away. And we're told here in verse 25, every man is to put away lying. Now, this verse, as well as most of these verses here, are what is called in the Greek a present imperative. Now, please don't turn your radio off when I say that. That simply means to stop an action that has been happening and do not allow it to happen again ever, okay? Now, it's a present imperative with that meaning because it has a negative. It says, don't do this, okay? So, that is a command to stop doing it and don't allow it to happen again. You ever have a parent or hear a parent say to their child, son, if that ever happens again, you're going to have to die to get better. Well, that's the idea here. Why are we to put away lying? Because the spiritual truth is, as Christians, we are to speak the truth in love, verse 15 says. Now, since it states we are members one of another, then it refers especially to brethren. We're members of the same body. We're closer than just being the brothers and sisters in Christ. We're even of the same body. You ever scrape your body up and have to put on some bandages and you had to do it yourself? Aren't you careful to put the bandages on very carefully and put the dressing on it very carefully and you dab it? In other words, you just don't start slapping it on there and wrap it real tight and then when you feel it's better, yank it off. No, you're very careful. You're very tender in how you handle it. And yet, you deal with it. In other words, you don't not apply the salve, you not apply the bandage. No, you don't do those things. You do put those on. It's what it needs if it's going to be healed. Well, in like matter, we need to deal in matters of truth. But in dealing with our brethren, we don't lie, but we do speak the truth in love. Now, the most reliable people in the world should be Christians, simply because they tell the truth. How many times have Christians spoken things to one another, let alone the world, to avoid confrontation, but knowing what we said is totally deceptive? Sometimes businessmen and others will promise certain things in order to evade an issue with no intention of keeping their promise. This is lying. And for a Christian businessman, it shows that he has a problem in the area of ethics. We are members of the same body, we're told here in verse 25. We are members one of another. Honest dealing in word and deed, not deceit and hypocrisy, should characterize every Christian. Did you miss that? Let me repeat it. The thing that should characterize every Christian is honest dealing in word and deed. Misrepresentations, half-truths, pretense, deceit are practices of the old man. They're actually descriptive of Satan and his kids. In John chapter 8, verse 44, we read this, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. Now, Jesus said those words to some religious people. So that ought to say something to us about what Christ expects of us and our word. If your word is no good, then you have very little value this side of heaven. And he goes on here to say in chapter 4, verse 26, he says, "Be ye angry and sin not." Our Lord was angry at different times and always without sinning. He had deep moral resentment toward those who desecrated the temple and turned it into a house of merchandise. Boy, he made a cord and up and a little whip of cords, and he drove those guys out, turned their tables over, and he really let them know how he felt in the manner in which they treated the house of God. God's house needs to be treated with reverence and great respect. And when it's not, it makes God angry. But that also tells us that Christ showed us that we can be angry and sin not. Jesus spoke in very strong language against those who neglect the spiritual needs of children, thereby causing little children to stumble. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 6, Jesus said, "But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Well, that's pretty clear, isn't it? Just keep it in mind that when we read here, "Be ye angry and sin not," this verse does not give us cause for violent or volatile anger over everything and every person who vexes us. But there are times we are to be angry. For example, no believer should be neutral in the battle for truth and the doctrine of Christ. That is why we should reprove and rebuke those who would bring in dissension by undermining the doctrines, practices, and preaching of the local church, while at the same time trying to introduce contemporary and modern evangelicalism that leans on methods rather than the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Don't hate the person, but do hate lying, gossiping, and the sowing of discord. Most often, when a person has a problem of this nature, they will speak against the motives and the ethics of a person whom they are angry because of a decision they simply did not like. They're not mad over a biblical thing, and they're not upset over a sin. It's just they didn't get their way. So make sure, he tells us, that the sun does not go down upon this wrath. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.